Susan Glassmeyer joins me in the studio tonight to talk about her latest book of poetry. It is titled Invisible Fish. We're also going to talk about a very special honor she has received, which is being named Ohio Poet of the Year for 2018, and it's based on this collection of poems, Invisible Fish. Susan, always delightful to be with you.
I'm thrilled. Thank you, Barbara.
I've just introduced you, but you have a perfect poem to start with, which is from this collection, and it's titled Introductions.
Introductions. Let's not say our names or what we do for a living, if we are married and how many times, single, gay, or vegan. Let's not mention how far we got in school, who we know, what we're good at, or no good at all. Let's not hint at how much money we have or how little, where we go to church or that we don't, what our sun sign is, our Enneagram number, our personality type according to Jung, or whether we've ever been rolfed, arrested, psychoanalyzed, or artificially suntanned. Let's refrain, too, from stating any ills, what meds we're on, including probiotics, how many surgeries we've survived, or our children's children's problems. And please, let's not mention who we voted for in the last election. Let's do this instead. Let's start by telling just one small thing that costs us nothing but our attention, something simple that nourishes the soul of our bones. How it was this morning, stooping to pet the sleeping dog's muzzle before going off to work. Or yesterday, walking in the woods, spotting that fungus on the stump of a maple, so astonishingly orange it glowed like a lamp. Or just now, the sound of our own breath rising or sinking at the end of this sentence.
Thank you. I do so want to try this. I'm telling you, the next party, it seems like a perfect icebreaker. And I'm thinking it would also revolutionize first dates. But more importantly than that, you literally walk us through seeing the world through the poet's eyes and offer us the possibility of doing that ourselves. I think that that is true of a number of your poems, and Introductions is just one of 60 poems, by my count, that is in Invisible Fish. And the subjects are as varied as from East Africa to the kitchen table. So these brought you this wonderful honor as Ohio Poet of the Year. And along with my sincere congratulations to you, I do want to mention that you're in quite good company because our very own Cincinnati Poet Laureate, Paulette Hansel, has been honored with this before, but also the nationally known Mary Oliver. So tell us about the group that confers this honor and maybe what it means to you.
I'll tell you the little bit that I know. Ohio Poetry Day was founded in 1938, and it was the first state award that was ever given to poetry, I understand. There was a small group of people who leaned on the government, the state government, and they designated that the third Friday of every October would be Ohio Poetry Day. And then there were contests run, and beginning in 1976, there was a book contest for an Ohio poet who wrote a book that particular year. And there was a group of judges who read all of the nominated books and made a decision and then awarded that title on one person. And I happened to be that lucky person this year. And there's an award that's given on that third weekend of every October. And it's usually at a university in Ohio somewhere. This year it's in Alliance, Ohio, at University of Mount Union in Alliance, Ohio.
Well, Susan, I understand you're going to be a part of an event at the Bonbonnerie. It's sponsored by Dos Madres Press, and there will be three of you reading there in October.
Yes, thanks, Barbara. Dos Madres Press is the publisher of my book and two others of poets who will be featured that night. Pauletta Hansel and Megan Henson. We'll be reading from our three books, but discussing how our poetry writing relates to healing the pain that we experience life, and also caregiving.
And what's the theme of the evening?
The theme of the evening is writing as an integral part of the experience of pain, healing, and caregiving.
Great. Look forward to it. And the title of your book is certainly an intriguing one, and there is a title poem. So if you would read us Invisible Fish.
Invisible Fish. Laughter rose in proportion to the water I displaced on the picnic table when my boyfriend's uncle, a people person everyone agreed, asked me to put my hand in the clear glass bowl and swirl it around and around in the water, while family I was meeting for the first time gathered to watch me feel for the invisible fish. I tried. I tried like no one else to feel for that fish, because, unlike the others, I believed in that fish, and like the uninitiated, I still believe in that fish.
Thank you. So in the first poem you read, you offer us a way of seeing. The second poem, we're talking about believing. And I'm wondering a couple of things. Do you think those are just mandatory tools of the trade for a poet? And or is that what you want to invite people to share, to come into through this process of poetry?
Well, I think I'd like to invite people to consider that there's more than meets the eye, or any of the senses for that matter. And as you know, I'm a somatic therapist, so I work with people in their embodied states. But there is so much invisible in the tissue that's like a diary of their entire life's experience. So when I work with them, it's a very poetic engagement, like a dance. And it's a wordless place, actually. It's experiential. And I think I had a sense of that when I was quite young, that I believed in things that I couldn't see. I knew that there was something more than what I could actually touch and taste and smell and see with my eyes, that there was a world inside of a world. And as a youngster, I didn't have too many places to go and have those discussions. So I think, you know, the poet in me was sort of encouraged and born out of that experience of sitting with things that couldn't be talked about.
Well, and like many of us, as I understand it, one of the poets who opened doors for you was Emily Dickinson. And you have a wonderful poem about her. So let's close tonight with your poem, Like Emily.
Like Emily. This has an epigraph by Emily Dickinson. She says, "If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry." Like Emily. When our fifth grade science teacher woke us up with the news that our sun, around which we spun, was actually a star, the top of my head lifted off. Like a rocket, traveling 93 million miles before the bell rang.
Thank you so much for visiting with us, for lifting the top of our heads off. And congratulations on being named Ohio Poet of the Year. I've been talking with Susan Glassmeyer, Ohio Poet of the Year, about her collection of poems titled Invisible Fish. You can hear and meet Susan in person when she reads from Invisible Fish at the Bonbonnerie on October 25th from 6 to 9. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.